their season Sunday on the road, 4:30, right here on WHBC. They start with the Kansas City Chiefs in KC, and this is the 75th anniversary season for your Cleveland Browns, and a lot of people think it might be the first time they go to the Super Bowl and, dare I say, win the whole damn thing. We got to win the whole damn thing, like they said in Major League, right? So why not be prepared for that when it happens by getting a commemorative 75th anniversary Browns football? And to tell you more about that, let's go to the Wake 'em Way hotline. We bring in Bob Ibach from NycoSports.com to fill us in on this. How you doing, Bob?
I am doing great, Kenny, and I'm all pumped up. You know, I always love this time of the year when the NFL is getting ready to kick off another season, and certainly you can't ask for a bigger opening game out in KC than the, you know, Super Bowl champions from 2 years ago facing off against the Browns. And, you know, I look back at last season where the Browns got a winning season for a change. They got to the playoffs, wild card, beat Pittsburgh, and they almost got it done in Kansas City.
Yeah.
In the next round of the playoffs. So there's a lot of hope for this team. I remember, Kenny, you know, I was with the Chicago Cubs for many years in the 1980s in their front office, and I remember when I walked into Chicago for the first time at Wrigley Field, hearing about all the stories about, you know, the failed franchise. They hadn't been to the World Series since 1945. And then as I got into putting out media guides and other informational stuff in my office, I realized that from about 1900 to 1930s, they were one of the most successful franchises in Major League Baseball. And where I'm going with this is, if you go back and look at Browns history, and you go back to the 40s when they were in the All-American Football Conference, they won all 4 years that they were in there, from 46 up until they went over to the NFL in 1950, won again in the NFL, and then again in 54 and 55, and last time was 1964. So you look at the Browns from the mid 1940s up and through, well, I'm going to say the late 1950s for sure, and they were a regular powerhouse. I mean, those years were with Otto Graham at the controls, and so I got a feeling that, you know, the worm has turned, and I think last year with Baker Mayfield and company leading the charge, I can see the Browns. As many many football predictors are saying that they could come up with a record and maybe get 12, 13 wins this year and make it deep into the playoffs. Or like you said, they could end up in the whole ball of wax and into the Super Bowl game. So what we're talking about today and what we talked about earlier last week is the 75th anniversary of Cleveland Browns football. And I've got a real nice treat for Browns fans. You're going to want to get one of these or a couple of them, maybe for gift ideas, because the holiday season is going to be approaching not too far. It's an officially licensed 75th anniversary Rawlings full-sized football. The salute, the 75th anniversary of the Cleveland Browns. It portion of the proceeds benefit the Cleveland Browns Foundation. And it's just $99. You'll get an individually numbered certificate of authenticity. And before I give out that toll-free numbered website, how you can order these footballs, because only 2021 will be made. That's right, 2021. So there's not a lot. And these will go very quickly because of the historical nature of this football. What you'll get, everything is embossed on the football. By that, these footballs will remain pristine for years to come. It's not pad printed; it won't fade. So on the one panel there, you've got the Browns 75th anniversary logo, stadium history, franchise history, and some of the NFL titles and conference titles and division titles and 29 playoff appearances, all listed there on that particular panel of the football. Everything is embossed on there, so it'll remain pristine for years to come. The second panel has got the Browns logo, four-time NFL champion years, and the dog pound salute. And then the last panel is kind of a favorite part of the football because, Kenny, it's got that beautiful shot of the stadium, which opened in 1999. It's a panoramic color photograph that stretches from the left to the right of that panel. Really makes the football pop. And I got a chance to see a prototype just the other day over the holiday weekend, and it just knocked my socks off. It was really, really stunning. One of the nicest footballs that I think Rawlings and Nyko Sports has ever produced. So if you want to jump on this and help out the Cleveland Browns Foundation, get yourself a really nice piece of football swag that you're going to be proud to show it off in your office or your home. Really a salute to one of the great franchises in history in the NFL. It's a toll-free number to call. Again, only $99. 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-2868. If you can't get through the phone lines, as I know when we talked last week, they were really busy, you can go right to the website, nikosports.com. Let me spell it. It's a little tricky. NIKOSports.com. Or just call that 800 number, 800-345-2868. Own something that I think you put it up in your home or office, and if somebody doesn't run in and try to swipe this football, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah, Bob, I'm on your website right now, and people can go there. If they want to get a look at this football and see exactly what we're talking about, go to Nyko Sports, NIKOSports.com, and you'll see Cleveland Browns 75th anniversary. Order now, then click on the picture with the Browns football, and then you get it up close. You can zoom in. And you can look at this football, all of the sides. You can see what Bob is talking about with each of the panels, including that panoramic shot of First Energy Stadium there from when it opened up back in 1999. And, Bob, the great thing about this, too, and I noticed this online, is they can also, if they want to spend a few more bucks, they can get one autographed by either Bernie Kosar or Joe Thomas, as I see those are available. Yep. For people out there as well. If they want to, instead of waiting to get it signed by future Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, they can go ahead and get it signed right now and pay a few extra bucks to you guys.
That's right. You know, and when you get these, they'll be sent to you in about 6 to 8 weeks. And the reason people ask me, well, why does it take so long to get there? Well, it's the embossing process that you won't find on most footballs. Most of them are pad printed. And what happens is I've had a few of those and they fade.
Yep.
In the sunlight or whatever, in the handling. These remain pristine. I've got some footballs from Nyko Sports that go back 10, 15, 20 years because they've been in business since 1992. And the football, if you protect it, and maybe you go ahead and get a case with it, or put it in a nice area in your home where it's not going to get dusty and handle a lot. These footballs remain as good as they were the first day they were delivered to you. They really remain really pristine.
Yeah, and the great thing too about this, Bob, is if you order now, you'll get it before Christmas, and they make great Christmas presents. And imagine this. Your diehard Browns fan in your family gets one of these for Christmas, and the next thing you know, the Browns are going to the Super Bowl. They win the whole thing. You have a 75th anniversary football to go take and get signed by all the Browns that win their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right, because, I mean, I guarantee you by the middle of next week, if not sooner, it's only 2,021 of these. I mean, just how many people were in the dog pound?
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody's listening, every member of the dog pound, I encourage you, go out and dominate this thing, because you will not be disappointed. Get a couple of them. I know I always buy two or three extra because I do use them for fundraisers for the church. We do silent auctions at the golf tournaments, and they were a great, great vehicle to continue to raise other funds. And I know, Kenny, in the last 3 to 5 years, Nyko Sports has raised over $3 million for children's charities, and the Browns Foundation was set up in 1999, and what they tried to do is help Ohio youth, help in their development, their educational needs. They got a great program called Get to School, Stay in the Game program, and what it does, the goal there is to increase student attendance. And we all know that education is so important, and if you can encourage kids to get their education, whether it's at the high school level or college level, it means so much more for them down the road when they're out into the working world.
No doubt, Bob. All right, give that phone number and website one more time before we get to a break here, Bob, so people can jump on board and grab one of these 75th anniversary Browns footballs.
Okay, again, they're just $99 each. And only 2,021 made. You can call 1-800-345-2868, 1-800-345-2868, or go right to the website. You can see it there and order it as well, nikosports.com, N-I-K-C-O-sports.com. But I do urge people, don't delay, because 2021 doesn't take a long time to sell those.
Not with Browns fans, and you know the response you get from Browns fans when we've had you on in the past with Browns, Buckeyes, Indians, Cavs, all that stuff. They always go fast. All right, Bob, we'll talk to you again later in the week. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
As always, Kenny, have a great day. Be good.
All right, Bob Ibach, NikoSports.com, N-I-K-C-O, Sports.com. Just go check it out. $99. Yeah, I'm not selling it. This is, if you're a diehard Browns fan, think about this. Seriously. We all think they're going to have a great season, right? I have them winning the division. I have them getting at least to the AFC Championship game, maybe even in the Super Bowl, depending on who they play and how things pan out. If you get one of these, and then they do win the whole damn thing, you get this baby signed. That's going to be a unique, as Jeff Sindelar used to tell me, Rhoda, does anybody else have it? How many were made? It's a good item. That's when you want to jump on a piece of memorabilia like this. So go check it out, NIKCOsports.com, or go to my Twitter page. I just posted a picture of the football on my Twitter page, at the Kenny Rhoda. You can check it out there. We're going to break in right now. We'll come back with more of the Kenny and JT Show right after this.